The military and the VA are looking at alternative ways to treat post-traumatic stress, everything from drugs to acupuncture to music and yoga. What we'll hear about next is not a standard treatment.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Okay, that was Brad Pitt in the movie Fight Club. But for a group of veterans in San Diego, getting hit is part of getting better. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
About a dozen military veterans have locked themselves inside a caged boxing ring in a rough part of San Diego, and they're starting to throw punches. It's therapeutic, they say.
People say that like just because, oh, you guys are punching each other in the face, and how is that helpful?
That's Aaron Espinosa, a former Marine.
It's a respect thing. I mean, it's mutual. I have to push him, he has to push me to get better, you know?
Espinosa is a regular at this mixed martial arts training session, free for veterans.
Right hand down, 10 push-ups.
The coach is Todd Vance, who served in Iraq. Like many combat veterans, he came home and felt adrift, so he channeled his frustration into workouts.
I was in a dark place for a long time, and so I personally used mixed martial arts to get myself back on track. And once I was on track, I started going back to school, and I started studying social work.
Vance wanted to focus on helping vets, and he thought the training he did might work for others. So he founded this group, which he named POW, for Pugilistic Offensive Warrior. He says it's not really about fighting. It's just an excuse to get a peer support group together.
Honestly, it could be glass-blowing for all I care, but mixed martial arts is the best way to get them in here. They get to tell their girlfriends or their boyfriends, oh, I'm going to go mixed martial arts training. You know, once they get in here, it could be anything.
It could be anything. There are hundreds of programs to help veterans adjust and deal with PTSD. Studies are funded on everything from transcendental meditation to caring for puppies. Until there is better evidence of what works, many therapists encourage vets to do anything that seems to help, like a peer support group that involves beating each other up a bit. Everyone is welcome.
I was a little hesitant at first because I wasn't really in shape and didn't really feel good about myself.
Turk Escalada was a Marine in Afghanistan's Helmand province back in 2009. IEDs were killing Marines every day. During one foot patrol, Escalada spotted a heavy jug behind a bush. He froze. There was an orange wire running from the jug to the spot right under Escalada's feet. He called out for the bomb squad and then waited.
It was like 10 minutes. It was the longest 10 minutes of my life because I'm standing there. Was it a pressure plate? Was it one of those when I step off, is it active?
Turns out he was on a pressure plate, but it was rigged to go off with the weight of a truck, not a man. Later, after he came home, Escalada says every time he felt stress or anger, he felt like he was going to die. He stopped going out of the house much.
I was sitting at home a lot. I was fired from my 10th job in 1 year.
His wife heard about the martial arts group for veterans, and she bugged him until he tried it.
Didn't really want to be around other military guys. Kind of got to me that I'm not, you know, the six-pack av and the kind of Marine that everyone thinks we should be, kind of thing. Came out, and there was no judgment. If you can do the 10, good. If you can't, well, do what you can. Physical contact thing, I love it. But a lot of it's going here and feeling better about myself and actually doing simple things like getting up before noon.
You're going to lift and kick the feet out. To me, fighting is the best metaphor for life.
That's Todd Vance, the instructor, again. He says a third, maybe half, the guys who come have PTSD. He keeps an eye on them. But he says beating PTSD is like fighting, too.
And if you're in a stressful position on your back, getting punched in the face, there are certain steps that you have to go through to get out of that, right? So you have to cognitively make decisions while you're extremely stressed out. And I think that transfers directly over to I'm at the stoplight, why is that guy staring at me, okay? I'm going to stop, take a breath, calm down, and assess the situation, as opposed to I'm stressed, I react, and now I'm in jail. You know, so it really teaches everybody to slow down, take a breath, and take things from there.
Vance says the best way to train for that fight is with a bunch of people you trust who understand where you've been.
So a couple drills here, you're going to be on your back, flat on your back.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.